J.D. Vance trolled CNN, and I like the fact that J.D. Vance and Trump is willing to troll CNN. He talked about a lot of things, including masculinity, which we're going to get to on the tail end of this live stream. And he also talked about, and he gave a warning to European leaders. J.D. Vance was at CPAC, just like Elon Musk was at CPAC, and he had a lot to say, and I thought that it was pretty interesting, and so let's evaluate a little bit of that. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's rock.
Today, you know what today is, guys? It's February 20th. That means our 31st 30 days, the happy anniversary of the Trump-Vance administration. I mean, how exciting is that?
It's very exciting. It's hard to believe we've only been in office for a month, because I think we've done more in a month than Biden did in about 4 years. Yeah. And thank God for that. But, you know, the president keeps us on a pretty breakneck pace.
Do not buy new windows if you live in Michigan.
What is that?
Americans living in...
We need to change the account? Okay, hold on. Got to switch that. Got to go to YouTube Premium. Didn't know we wasn't on Premium.
Thank you. I got some sleep last night.
Okay, good. Then we're ready. We're ready. But it's a real special day today. You know what today is, guys?
And thank God for that. But, you know, the president keeps us on a pretty breakneck.
Wrong account. Got to make sure we on YouTube. No advertisements while we streaming, all right?
Pace. He always asks, what have we done today? What are we going to do tomorrow? What are we going to do next week? Because I think he realizes this is a special moment in time. And by the way, thank you. Thanks to all of you for making it possible for us to do all the great work we've been doing in the administration. I know we wouldn't have been here without you. But I think the president is acutely aware that the American people gave us a window to save the country. And that's exactly what we're going to do. And thank God for that, because it's been a hell of a lot of fun the past month.
Okay, so I don't even think we can keep track.
Ads are not the devil, y'all. Ads are how we get paid over here on this platform, all right? So we're not against ads. We're not doing ad blockers. We just purchase YouTube Premium, all right?
Of all the things you all are doing. In fact, I don't even think the press can keep track of all they're doing. I mean, they talk about the shock and awe strategy. Seriously. So when you're looking at this list after list after list, what stands out to you?
Well, speaking of the press, I do think that we've had maybe more executive orders than CNN has viewers tonight. So hello to our friends at CNN. I actually think that their plan was they were going to go all in on anti-Trump and hope that he could save CNN in the same way that he did, frankly, in 2017, because nobody really watched the network until he became president in 2017. But that's maybe the one thing I think the president has been unable to save CNN's ratings over the last few months. But look, I think that what the president has tried to do is recognize that we have a historical mandate on a few issues. We have to secure the southern border, and thanks to his actions, border crossings are down well over 90%, and we're just getting started. He recognizes that we have to really unlock the engine of American growth. We've got to get back to having a growing economy that creates good jobs and high wages for the American people. And a lot of that goes back to drill, baby, drill. We've done more on energy under President Trump's leadership than I think any administration in history. And that's not an exaggeration. And of course, we're going to do more. And then I think the third thing that he's tried to do, of course, with the help of Elon and all the great folks at Doge, is ask, what are we doing with all of the American taxpayers' money? And why are we wasting so much of it on garbage that the American people either aren't aware that we're spending it on or don't want to be spending it on in the first place? Right. Like, for example, the stuff that we've figured out, Mercedes, is unbelievable. Why are we spending money on progressive modern art projects centered around toilets in Afghanistan? That's actually something that your tax dollars were funding until very recently. And I think all of us are sitting around and asking, what the hell have we been doing with the American people's money for the last 4 years? Let's turn off the spigot and spend the American people's tax money on the American people's priority. And that's, of course, been a big focus in the administration, too.
So there's a bi-level approach, right? And that you have to do two things in order to solve for the economy. And in the process, there's going to be some storming and there's going to be some people that have to make some adjustments, right? The first thing that you have to do is you got to find out where all of the tax money is going. A part of that plan is also auditing the federal government. But when you audit the federal government, what you also find is that there's a lot of departments that's really diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I'm not saying that literally, but what I am saying is diversity, equity, and inclusion, meaning that they're keeping this department open just because it's been there for a long time. It doesn't necessarily mean that it brings value to the American people. So what Doge is doing is they're doing two things. They're going to find out exactly where the money is going and where the fraud is so that they can claw that money back. And the second thing that they're doing is They're going back and figuring out which departments actually are operating based off of a need from the American people versus just having a bloated government that's acting like we're creating jobs in the economy, but we really not. And we just running the United States of America in a higher debt. The second part of that plan is you then have to take these companies that initially was only doing business overseas, right? They were incentivized to take jobs elsewhere instead of investing inside of the United States of America. And so while you're driving out the government waste, which includes getting rid of people in departments that run these departments and getting rid of them and getting them out into the workforce, now they have to compete. So what you'll see happen in our economy is two different things, right? Number one, the government is going to do its job and continue to incentivize people to bring jobs here. Now, what that also may mean is that some of the jobs that you want is not the jobs that you're prepared for. So when you went and got this African-American studies degree, or you went and go into some weird thing in college, a lot of people always say, I got a degree and I got a bachelor's degree and I may have a master's degree. In what? In what? The jobs that we need people here for, which also is going to include manufacturing, is A, not the jobs that people feel like they want to do, and B, not the jobs that people qualify for. Because if you're going to have a higher level job, a corporate position or a developer position or an AI machine learning position or a cloud infrastructure, we are not prepared and we have not been preparing people because we've been spending so much of our university dollars on diversity, equity, and inclusion and bringing people in instead of training them on the things that we need them to do in the future. So we have a lack in our education system, which then bleeds over into the Department of Education and also where we're allocating monies that we send into these universities. Right. So we need private dollars. And then the third, the bonus part of that is some of you guys that can't compete and you thought that jobs were a preference and not something that is a luxury, meaning that nobody has to create a job for you. Some of you guys are going to have to be innovative and create a job for yourself. Remember how I've been describing to y'all the Chinese food restaurant where people come over here and because they don't really have any skill set or they don't speak the language as much, they know enough about being able to create food. And so what they did was they go in, they rent out a spot, they bring some equipment in, they all pull their money together, and then they create a restaurant, which they're not trying to get rich off of it. They don't get rich off of it, but they generate enough revenue where they can pay themselves. They don't get PTO. They don't get time off. They don't get any of that stuff, but they are creating a job for yourself. 98-99% of businesses are not passive. They are not, you just set it and forget it. It's not financing. It's not, you just put your money into it and you get a return and none of that. 98-99% of small businesses creating a business, and y'all gonna find out soon enough, is creating a job for yourself. You are, instead of having to depend on the federal government or some private interest or going to school, you don't want to do that. Well, that means that you got to go and pick up garbage. That means that you got to create a dumpster business. That means that you got to create the restaurant that is highly competitive because it's a whole lot of people that's creating restaurants, right? That means that you got to go and create a street sweeping cleaning business. You got to go and do this. You got to do it. You're going to have to work that thing because it ain't even no people that want to do those jobs. You're going to have to work it. You're creating a job for yourself. And guess what? Ain't no PTO, ain't no retirement, ain't none of that. You're all responsible for it. Let's continue.
Let's dig deeper into the immigration issue.
Sure.
You've seen and you've met many of the victims, people who have family members who have died.
Yes.
Been tragically, tragically murdered. Those angel families in the hands of these criminal illegal aliens.
Sure.
What's your message to these families? What is your message to these horrific drug cartels and human traffickers who have preyed on the most vulnerable in the world?
Well, our message to the drug traffickers is get the hell out of our country. Your free ride is over because President Trump is back in the Oval Office. That is, you're not welcome. You were never welcome, according to the American people. But unfortunately, you had President Joe Biden who allowed you to run free over the United States of America. And Donald Trump has said, you're terrorist organizations. We're going to go after you. We're going to wage war on you. And certainly, we want you out of the United States of America. And that's an important message, of course. But our message, and you know this, Mercedes, our message to the families is President Trump cares about you. He thinks that it's disgraceful what your own government let happen to your children, to your grandchildren. And it's got to stop. And of course, we mourn with people, we pray for people, but we're also asking, as their government, why did this happen to your child in the first place? And the answer is that under Joe Biden, your government didn't do its job. Under Donald Trump, it is. Thank God for that.
On the economy, and I'm getting this question all the time, you know, it's this question of affordability, right? Yeah. There's a lot of stress on our families, something that I think Joe Biden could not manage in terms of really helping lower that cost of living and making things just simply more affordable.
Sure.
We talked about energy independence being a critical component of this, of ensuring that we unleash this economic prosperity.
He's a better interviewer than the last guy.
Yeah, so one of the first interviews I did, it was, I think, 6 or 7 days after the inauguration, and somebody asked me, well, it's been 6 days. What have you guys done to fix the inflation crisis created by Joe Biden? I'm like, well, first of all, it's been 6 days. We've done a lot in 6 days, but it's going to take some time to fix what Joe Biden broke over 4 years. And we know it is easy, unfortunately, to burn the house down. It takes a little bit of time to build it back up. And here's what we have to do. Because, look, the fundamental goal of our immigration policy, of our border policy, of DOGE saving taxpayer money, the fundamental goal is we want your children and grandchildren to be able to raise a family in security and comfort in the country that we all love. That is the whole goal of President Trump's agenda. Like safety and prosperity, right? Yeah. It's pretty common sense stuff. And we know that to do that, we have to, first of all, unleash American energy. Now, why is that so important? Because look, if, you know, we all know grocery prices got too high under Joe Biden's leadership. Well, one of the main drivers of groceries is energy. Because if the farmers are paying more for energy, then we're all paying more for what the farmers grow. And if the truck drivers who are delivering the groceries are paying more for fuel, then we're all paying more for what the truck drivers are delivering to the grocery store. If we unleash American energy, that will do more than anything to drive down the cost for the American people. The second thing, Mercedes, is we have got to stop spending the American people's money on garbage. Every dollar that we take in and spend, you have to pay for, either through taxes or through inflation. Yep. And if we spend the American people's money more wisely, if we stop taxing and spending the American people to death, that's also going to bring relief to all of the pricing pressures that are out there. We're going to make it affordable to live in this country again. That's our mandate. That's our goal. And you're right. There's a lot more that we can do, but I think we've got a pretty good start after 30 days.
Yeah, he's right. But also, it is going to take some time. You can't expect somebody to fix something in 1 month that was done over a period of 4 years. And I think that the affordability crisis, you've seen it in everything from when you go to the grocery store to when you rent out a house to when you take somebody on a date or you decide to vacation. So shout out to JD Vance. I thought that was I'm not going to play the whole thing, obviously, but I thought that it was a phenomenal interview. I did check it out this morning when I was riding in the car and going to check out different sites. You guys are more than welcome to do so.